Welcome to the Swimming and Living podcast, where every week we will be talking about creating your personal happily ever after life. I am your host, Yelena Senitsyn, and I really, really want to help you to daydream your desires into being, to start going with the flow more and more, to have more ease, and to find more things you can enjoy. Because, you know, life is so much more fun when it's simple and easy and flowing and enjoyable. And as I collect skills and experiences, I invite you to join me in the fun of it all. You see, after analyzing my 40-ish years of life, I realized that my dreams always come true. This revelation came to me when I refocused my attention on everything I had going for me instead of everything I was missing out on. And just that small change in my perspective made me a much, much happier person. Now, I have the knowing that my dreams always come true. And because I want you to have this knowing too, I started this podcast. I'd like you and I to describe and to visualize the best case scenario for every single thing in our lives, because this is what it takes to have it all. In psychology and in the law of attraction, this magic process that attracts to us everything we want is called priming. And the only thing that is required for the activation of this magic is the necessity to leave all of our doubts and fears behind. Yes, my friends, I know, it's easier said than done, but that's where I come in. Every week, I will be offering the processes for reframing of our doubts and fears, and for using them as tools to get clarity about what we want. This is so exciting. You'll get to see these processes in practice when I have conversations with people who need a bit of help in reframing of their thoughts. I will also be sharing with you my own visualization practices, exercises, and tricks that help me live my best life. I also will be interviewing my friends who got good at manifesting their desires into being, and I will be asking them to share what works best for creating magic in their lives. I have absolute confidence that everything I mentioned up until now works because I used these same processes to manifest my own happily ever after life. I was a scapegoat in an alcoholic and a narcissistic household. I had PTSD, anger issues, undiagnosed ADHD, insomnia, a very low self-esteem, brain fog, and anxiety, to mention some of the issues. And despite all of these issues, the main dream of my life, which was having a happy family and a loving husband, came true. Actually, part of it came true twice. When I met the man of my dreams, I had a list of 9 character traits and habits that I wanted for my husband to have, and my first husband was exactly as I described him. Now, imagine how perplexed I was when I found myself leaving that perfect guy. And after I left, I got quite scared because if I couldn't create my happy family with that amazing guy, what kind of a person could I stick around with? And that's when I decided to analyze my relationship with my first husband and all of my previous relationships in order to understand what it is that I actually wanted. This deep work took some time, but in this process, I started healing, and as I was getting to know me on a deeper level, I started falling in love with self. I've wrote many lists describing my ideal romantic partner and my own happily ever after, at least as I saw it then. By the way, The person I was describing reminded me more of a magic unicorn than a real guy because things I requested were either somewhat paradoxical or way too specific. One thing I knew was that the person I was describing would have to be able to handle me with all of my issues, and that I would be able to stick by that kind of a man despite of all of my issues. So, what do you think? Did I get what I requested? Well, every single thing on all of my lists manifested in my husband. We've been together for 11 years, and together we built our happy family. And even though there are a lot of things that were put together for me to be able to manifest my loving husband and a happy family, this one thing that was the magic wand, I did not allow myself to doubt my desires. I put those desires on paper. I listed them all. And any fears that came, any doubts that came, I just brushed them aside. And I just told myself, yes, this is the person I want to be with. And that's it, period. I did not ask, but how was I going to meet that perfect guy? Where would I meet him? How would that kind of a perfect guy would want to be with a person like me who was so far away from perfect? I brushed all of those thoughts aside and I just focused on my desires. That was it. I described my best case scenario. And I just left it at that. It was not my responsibility to get that guy into my life. And as a matter of fact, when I was describing him, he was in a different country. And guess what? He did not even want to come to the United States. But eventually we met. I would like to encourage you to write down your desires. And to just at least allow them be. And that's it, without questioning them, without doubting them, without thinking that you might not deserve the things that you want. Just write down every single thing you want, the best case scenario for it, and leave it at that. That's it. And just focus on the next thing that brings you joy right now, and you will start seeing magic happening in your life. And if you do need a bit more help with reframing of your mindset, you can sign up to be a guest on this podcast. If you'd like to talk to me in private, you can always sign up for coaching with me. The information for making an appointment will be in the show notes. Also, I'm putting together a transformational program called Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Live. To get on the waiting list for it, you can sign up for my email list in the show notes. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Swimming and Living podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere, I'd love to see you on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. Let me know that you are from the podcast and I will follow you back. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. I am looking forward to seeing you next time. Have a wonderful week.